Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The S&P 500 just notched another record high, but it definitely wasn't a straight lineup. What a fascinating session.
It really was. You saw the headline print, S&P up 0.3%, closing right at 6,501, but the real story was under the surface. It was a battle all day, and it all started with the biggest name in the market. NVIDIA.
Exactly. They reported after the bell yesterday, and the stock opened with a pretty nasty slide, down about 2.5% at the lows. What happened there? The numbers looked good on the surface.
They did, but the market has incredibly high expectations. Earnings and revenue beat, yes, but it was a modest beat, and the guidance for Q3 was just in line. For a company that has a history of crushing and raising expectations, inline feels like a disappointment to some.
And there was that detail about the data center revenue, right?
That was the key. Data center revenue was huge, up 56% year over year, but it actually fell short of what the street was looking for. The reason? A $4 billion sequential drop in H20 chip revenue, which is directly tied to those export restrictions to China. They sold zero to China in Q2 and expect zero again in Q3. That's a real headwind.
Got it. So even with that initial weakness in the market leader, the indexes managed to claw back and close at record highs. How? Was it just broad strength?
Not exactly broad. More top-heavy. This was a mega-cap story. The market cap-weighted S&P 500 outperformed the equal-weight S&P, which actually finished down 0.1%. The real muscle came from names like Alphabet, up 2%, and Meta, which also finished strong.
So the generals led the charge. Which sectors really stood out?
Communication services was the top performer, thanks to Google and Meta. But right behind it, you had energy and information technology. Energy got a nice lift from crude oil, which settled up near $64.62 a barrel. And tech, despite NVIDIA's morning drama, saw the semi-index, the PHLX, finish up 0.5%, so a nice recovery there.
Okay, so we're seeing strength in growth and cyclical areas. What about the other side of the coin? Where was the weakness?
It was all in the defensive-oriented sectors. Utilities were the biggest loser, down almost 0.5%. Consumer staples and healthcare were also down about 0.5%. It tells you the market was in a risk-on mood by the end of the day.
Speaking of consumers, we had a ton of retail earnings. That seemed like a really mixed bag.
A very mixed bag. You had some serious disappointments like Best Buy and Dick's Sporting Goods, which both fell hard. But then you had absolute home runs. Five Below just crushed it, with comps up over 12%, and they guided everything higher. The real standout, though, was Burlington.
Burlington hit a new three-year high. Tell me about that one.
It was their largest earnings beat in over 4 years. Revenue growth accelerated, and comp store sales jumped 5%, which was way above their own guidance. They said their Burlington 2.0 initiatives are really paying off, and newer stores are ramping up faster than average. Investors completely ignored their typically conservative guidance for the second half.
That's a powerful story. Let's pivot to the macro view. The economic data seemed to support the market's bullish tone.
Absolutely. The second estimate for Q2 GDP came in at 3.3%, higher than expected. And weekly initial jobless claims remain incredibly low at 229,000. It just refutes any narrative that the labor market is weak. It might be softening a bit, but it is far from weak.
And all of this leads up to the big event tomorrow morning, the PCE report.
That's the one, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. As of now, the market is still pricing in an 87% chance of a rate cut in September, but a hot PCE number could certainly shake that conviction. It's the last major data point before the quiet period.
Okay, so let's get tactical. The market is consolidating near all-time highs. What are the key levels you're watching on the major ETFs like SPY and QQQ?
Right. So looking at the price action, both SPY and QQQ are in a tight consolidation range. For SPY, I'm watching support around 648.58. On the upside, resistance is that recent high around 649.79. For QQQ, the line in the sand on the downside is 576.70. with resistance to break at 577.86. We're coiled up, waiting for a catalyst, which could very well be that PCE data.
So for traders looking to put on new positions, what's working right now? What are some of the continuation plays that look strong?
I'm seeing a lot of strength in specific tech names, A great example is NVMI. It's had a strong, consistent rally with increasing volume. It looks poised for a continued move higher. I'd use 274.77 as a potential entry area on a small dip, with a stop below 272.50. The first target would be that recent high of 278.17, with a potential extension to 281.
Okay, NVMI on the continuation list. What else?
Another one is TWLO. It's shown really robust volume lately, and the price is holding firm. It looks ready to break through its recent highs. An entry around 106.30 offers a good risk reward, with a stop below 105. The targets there are 107 and then 108.
You also mentioned MSOS as a potential rebound play, but that sell-off on high volume looks pretty nasty. Are you sure that's not a bull trap in the making?
That's a fair point, and it's definitely a higher risk, more aggressive idea. But that kind of high volume selling can sometimes mark capitulation, a short-term bottom. The key is, you can't give it much room. I'd look for an entry near 5.70 with a very tight stop just under that low at 5.51. It's not a bet-the-farm trade, but a tactical one for nimble traders looking for a bounce to the $6 level.
I see. Interesting. Risk management is key on that one. Now, what about setups that aren't breaking out yet but are coiling up? What's on the anticipation watch list?
Tesla. TSLA is a prime example. It's been building momentum with consistent volume. It's bumping up against resistance right around $347. A clean break above that level, especially above 349.50, could trigger a quick move to 354. For a setup like this, you'd want to see volume surge on the breakout to confirm it's real.
Great stuff. Before we wrap, let's touch on the analyst activity. A lot of upgrades for names that reported well, like Snowflake, Veeva, and Five Below. But I saw a lot of downgrades for CrowdStrike.
Yeah, CrowdStrike is a classic case of a great company with a valuation that demands perfection. They beat on earnings, but net new ARR was a little light, and the guidance wasn't a huge blowout. When you trade at a premium multiple, any small crack can lead to a wave of downgrades as analysts adjust their models. 15 downgrades is a significant number.
All right. So to put a bow on it, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into Friday's session?
The market is strong, but it's in a holding pattern at the highs. The bullish bias is there, especially with strength in tech and consumer discretionary. But tomorrow is all about the PCE inflation report. A friendly number could ignite the next leg up, while a hot number could give bears the fuel they need for a pullback. Know your levels on SPY and QQQ, keep an eye on the leaders, and be ready to react to the data.
Excellent analysis. That's our look at the market for Thursday, August 28th. We'll be back to break down all the action tomorrow. Trade smart, everyone.